You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
Hey, John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting. Today, my guest is Martin Klein. His company, Creative Web Services, provides website design. He's out of the Lakewood, New Jersey area. And Mr. Klein, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. I figured it'd be a good place to start by you just giving us a little brief description of your company and what exact services you provide.
So I started the business with my to-do high-end websites.
Mm-hmm.
That means companies that have a business but no online presence.
Right.
So you start with a website, then it's social media. It's also very big these days. So they have Instagram, Facebook, email marketing. But it's mostly websites. That's the big hurdle people have these days with business.
Right. I mean, you start a business in like a brick and mortar shop. And, you know, I mean, the way business works now is you're really, I feel like you're pulling less people off the streets and more people are kind of finding your business online. So the website portion is
exactly,
definitely huge.
Right.
Now,
That's
why don't
right.
you walk me through your process? If I'm a client, I'm looking to have a website designed, I come to you. I mean, what sort of information do you ask your clients? Are you looking for an aesthetic, kind of like what they're looking for? Or how do you go about getting their vision on a website?
So it starts off, a lot of my clients are coming from word of mouth. I'm not doing active marketing right now since we're like still in the early stages.
Right.
So a client comes to me, oh, so-and-so told me you do website design and I hear you do a good job, so could you help me with my business? So a lot of it is service-based businesses. Like, they don't actually have a shop. Some do have shops. A lot of it is more like they do services, like laundry services for commercial, like hotels and so forth. A lot of doctors also come to me.
So, I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so I started by asking them, like, what's your goal? Who are you trying to attract? Like, who's your target visitor to the website? And based on that, you start with content. You know, first you have to have a lot of good content because, for example, part of the website, the point of the website is to rank in Google, right? So Google ranks you according to keywords.
Right.
So the better content you have on your website, the better chance you have a ranking for those words. For example, let's say you're a dentist in Manhattan, right? So if you have a lot of content describing your services as a dentist, if someone in Manhattan searches for a dentist, you have a very good chance of showing up in the top results.
I see. I was not aware of that. So it's all, it's kind of keyword based.
Right.
So when you're creating a web, go ahead.
Yeah, so I do browse a lot of websites. I like to see what's out there, and I see a lot of websites are more like graphics based, which is good and nice if someone's actually on the website already. But like to be found, you have to have good content. You know, that's how it starts off. It has to be nice too that someone should stay there for more than 5 seconds. Sorry,
so
I'll go back to you, your question.
It's not just necessarily the aesthetic look of it, but it's also the information that is contained in that aesthetic look is what you're saying.
Exactly right. You start with a good content, but it has to be aesthetic too. So I do both of that.
So you not only make it look good, but you also make sure that these keywords are in there. So if somebody's looking for a particular business in their specific location, it'll pop up on Google no problem.
Exactly. That's right.
Now, do you also do social media?
Yes. It's mostly Instagram and Facebook these days. And Twitter is not so much for small businesses. And Snapchat also not so much.
And are businesses looking for you to do what exactly? I mean, are they looking for you to build? Like, I mean, I know with a lot of older people, sometimes the Facebook and Instagram, I mean, just something as simple as setting up the profile can be a struggle. So, I mean, are they paying you to, like, set up and make the page actually look good?
Yeah. So, for example, a lot of clients come to me, they already have a Facebook page, like, for the last couple of years.
Right.
But it wasn't maintained right. You know, they put their logo up there, they put their name, but it wasn't set up correctly. Like, a lot of information is missing or inaccurate. And they don't even have an Instagram account. So I start off by doing social media services. I start off by making sure you have an Instagram account, a Facebook account. And I set up your profile to match your website, like your logos, your banner, your messaging, right, your contact information, hours. And then once that's all set up, we go on to the next step where we start posting relevant content. We start by using the right keywords so people go find the hashtags so people go find you and grow your follower base.
Now, how long, Martin, have you actually been doing web design?
I've been doing it for like a year and a half, I would say.
Wow. And you're already that good, huh?
Yeah. Also, I'm not such a good coder. Like, I don't like to sit and program.
Right.
So I have a big team of people that help me with the actual programming. So I'm more like doing the creative part than the project management.
So you're actually taking a client, let's just say a client's vision, and kind of putting it on paper. And then coders are actually taking that vision and, you know, coding it into a computer.
Right. It's a little complicated than that, because when I meet a client, I've tried to see what their goals are, right?
Right.
They want to grow. Let's say, do they have certain services which they would like to promote? And based on that, we build a website, you know, with those services in mind. We try to build like a brand so they could look good in that service, in that category.
Right.
And then I put it into a plan for a website, and developers build it based on that plan.
And what inspired you to kind of go down this route? Do you actually have a day job? And if so, what do you do? And do you plan on taking this web design business to the full potential?
Oh, yes. I'm actually working this full time.
Wow. So this is your gig right here.
Exactly. That's right.
Awesome. And what I'm curious as to what does your clientele currently look like? I know you said it's word of mouth, but I mean, what businesses are you booking?
So till like a few months ago, it was mostly like random, like a company did salads, they did laundry or so on and so forth. Even that a hedge fund came to me for a website, right?
Wow.
So I found that for each business, I had to do a lot of research and learn about the business and what, you know, to write on the website. So these days I'm doing a lot of dental.
Dental. So that's why you use that as an example.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Right in the front of your forehead. So you just know. I mean, obviously you research to find out what keywords to put in there.
Exactly. So once I have a part like I do dentists, I specialize in that. I know the whole industry. So that means I could do a much better job for dentists.
Martin, unfortunately, we have to end the show in a little bit, but I kind of just wanted to turn the last minute or so over to you so you can just tell us a little more about what you see as the future of your business. And also, I mean, if you have a website, a Facebook, and Instagram where people can go out and get a website made professionally, please let us know all your details as well.
Yes, the future is definitely in websites and in social media. You know, Google controls a lot of the results these days, so you have to show up nicely in Google. So for that, you need a website, you need social. You need good reviews if you're a service-based business. And that means having listings on all the business listing websites, like Yelp and so on.
Right.
So, yeah, you can see my website at cwsio.com. And from there, you can find everything else, all my social and other links.
Awesome. Well, Martin Klein of Creative Web Services, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on our show. And we here at Principal Broadcasting wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.